standing before more than 80 members of the Tiger Bay Club, two-term Democratic Representative Kathy Castor claimed the Reinvestment and Recovery Program is creating jobs and helping cash-strapped Americans not lose their homes to foreclosure.
So, in response to the unparalleled economic crisis of our generation, the Recovery Act aims to create and save 3.5 million jobs targeted at the emergency period, which is designated to end by the fall of 2010. It is the shot in the arm, or the shock to the system, that was provided to address the heart attack, that our country went through in the economic collapse of the past year.
Dr. David McAuliffe asked if Castor supports plans that would penalize doctors financially if they spend money on their patients merely to save money for the insurance companies and government.
So I think the true problem is the control the insurance companies have. And I'm disappointed that they carry so much sway in Washington, D.C.
Yobi Helson took home the Fang and Claw Award for the most challenging question of the day.
I'm Yopi Helson. I own a boatyard. Had 20 employees 2 years ago, have 8 today. So here's the question, and I'm going to have to read it. There are millions of unemployed, and most small businesses struggling to survive. With all the privilege and benefits that Congress has, whether Republican or Democrat, does any in Congress have empathy for these people, and would they be willing to take a 10% cut in pay and pay more towards their own health care?
Castor said that she would gladly give up 10% of her congressional salary. She also said that each year she returns a significant portion of her congressional budget to the Treasury. Plus, she has her own health care insurance and does not use the congressional insurance available to her. 5 largest health care insurance companies have racked up combined profits of $12.2 billion, up 56% over 2008.
It's the best evidence that we've got to keep fighting for health care reform for our families and businesses. And it is a particularly important issue to Florida and Florida families and the folks who are paying insurance. One of the reasons they're paying more is because we have so many people in Florida that do not have health insurance. So folks that have it are having to pay extra for folks who do not. And that is going to continue to be a liability on our economy and our businesses unless we get it under control. There's no reason for these insurance companies to be cherry-picking, you know, covering healthy people so that they can bank the profits. We need a more sane system, and we need meaningful insurance for our families so that when they pay the premium, they know they're not going to be canceled.
On February the 27th, Castor's planning to help her constituents take advantage of the new tax cuts and credits available under the Recovery Act.
Yes, under President Obama's Recovery Act, there are significant new tax credits available to families. So we want to help them fill out their taxes so that they get that money right back in their pocket. Also, student financial aid, we have some experts that will be on site willing to work with families to fill out that financial aid form. I suggest they go to our website, castor.house.gov, for all of the details on the upcoming workshop.
For more information, go to wmnf.org/news. From Clearwater, for WMNF News, this is Tom Bauer.